welcome you in to high school basketball here on the Jim O.T. 107.5 FM KGYM. As tonight, it will be a Mississippi Valley Conference boys battle in the Metro, as it'll be the Linmore Lions taking on the Xavier Saints. Welcome in, Scott Unash, alongside Brad Jones with you here this evening, as we are high above the court here at the Ron Dillon Gymnasium, getting ready for the final week of the boys' regular season, as we're down to the final two games before it's one-and-done time and the tournaments get started. Linmar coming in off a loss to West Des Moines Valley in a late-season non-conference game on Saturday, as Linmar comes in 6-9 on the season. Lions are 5-7 in the MVC. Xavier looking to get over 500. The Saints right at the break-even point. They are at 9-9 and also right at 500 in the league at 6-6. Two teams that have been kind of riding that 500 roller coaster or thereabouts for the season, and this is the time that you want to get above that thing and get ready for the tournaments next week.
Yeah, exactly, Scott. Thanks for having me again here. It's fun to be back in Ron Thillen Gymnasium and look across the way and see Dick Breitbach. If you want to talk to someone that knows about how to get a team prepared for the state tournament run, that's the guy over there. And you're exactly right. These two teams have kind of been in that middle pack, beating the teams they should beat, and kind of struggling with those teams that are, you know, dominant. The Cedar Falls is the Hempsteads, and you're exactly right. You're in the final week, and it's time to get the team gelling for.
Yep, time to get things rolling here. And Linmar been playing better basketball as of late, aside from what happened on Saturday down at Valley, and also shooting the ball a little bit better, up to 43%. We've been kind of watching that stat all through the year. Still struggling a little bit from three at 27% so far for the Lions. And as far as Xavier is concerned, Saints been playing good basketball. We saw them against Jefferson on Friday, came back with a win on Saturday, defeated City High. So, Coach Lou Brown said in Major League, you win three in a row, that's called a streak.
Yeah, exactly right. The Saints coming off a two-game win streak. You know, we saw them last Tuesday night at Kennedy and followed it up with a 13-point victory versus Jeff and then a two-point win over City High. So Coach Freeman definitely would love to extend that to a three-game win streak tonight. And as you mentioned, the Lions also beat City High last week as well by 17. And then went to Des Moines in the trip to Valley. You just never know on those Saturday trips out of town, especially to West Des Moines, how your kids are going to react. And of course, Valley, a very, very good team, and unfortunately didn't go the Linmar's way that night.
Sophomores are starting to play not like sophomores for Xavier. We saw that Friday night. They combined for over 30 points, I know, in that game.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, at this time of the year, they're not sophomores anymore. I know a lot of coaches like to say you see that with Linmar. They've got two sophomores up in Severson and Mindrup, and the Saints with three sophomores as well. You know, they've played a lot of games. You know, this is the time of year where being a sophomore doesn't matter anymore.
That is correct. And for the Linmar Lions, of course, in fact, both these teams pretty deep. They're not afraid to go 9 or 10 down the line. Jackson Young's been getting better and better each week for this Linmar basketball team, and he's the double-figure scorer for Linmar at 10.7 points per ball game. And then also for Xavier, Aiden Yamalkowski coming off the bench.
Yeah.
Got him in double figures over 10 points a game now.
Yeah, exactly right. Both teams very balanced. Jackson Young, leading scorer at 10.7 for the Lions, and then Aiden Yamakowski at 10.5 for the Saints. So lots of balance both sides.
Yeah, it is, as Linmar and Xavier get ready to go at it. And this is the only meeting of the year between these two ball clubs, and it's been a one-sided history between these two teams since Xavier opened back 20-plus years ago.
Yeah, exactly right, Scott. 42 times they've gone head-to-head, and Linmar leads the series 36-6. And Linmar's currently on a four-game win streak in the series. So definitely a one-sided affair for the Linmar Lions.
Prior to that, Xavier won three in a row prior.
Correct, yeah.
That.
Yep, with the Ryan Learsman era there with Mims, Matt Mims, Jackson Jones, Matt Nelson, amongst you know, some of the crew that Coach Learsman had that won two state titles.
Beat quite a few teams back with that particular crew. Tonight in the Mississippi Valley Conference, we did have a game last night. Western Dubuque and Juana Luis moved their game from tonight to Monday night. But elsewhere tonight, 106.3 FM has this one. Wash is down at West to take on Iowa City West. You got Prairie on the road on a lovely Tuesday night sojourn up to Dubuque Senior. You love that when it's about 5 below and the yellow buggy coming home at about 10 o'clock. City High is at Jefferson. Liberty is at Kennedy. Wallard is at Waterloo West. And the headliner tonight, the two division champions are going to meet tonight in Dubuque as Cedar Falls will try to stay unbeaten against Hempstead coming up tonight.
Looking forward to seeing how that one goes. You got some Division I talent hitting the floor there. It'll be interesting to see how that one plays out.
You got future teammates hitting the floor
that's
there.
Right.
You got Ben Jacobson should be there because, he's got three signed UNI guys in that game and another one that's offered. And his son.
So
he probably should be there.
Yeah, he should be. And, looking forward to seeing the outcome of that one.
These two teams will get into tournament action next Monday. In fact, we'll be over at Linmar next Monday as the 4A's get underway. Prairie and Linmar, the two rivals going at it in the, I believe, the 4-5 seed game coming up in that one. And Xavier also in a 4-5 game as they will go over to Marion to take on the Indians, who are suddenly playing very good basketball behind Brayson Lauby in that group.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, but Monday night, it's like you mentioned in the opener, it's one and done time, and that Linmar Prairie opener is going to be a real, real interesting one. You know, Prairie's been out here for a couple weeks, so it's always interesting to see how these teams coming off COVID breaks, how they perform. But that Linmar Prairie game next Monday is going to be a humdinger.
Yep, and we had the first one back at Prairie when Linmar went on the road and beat the Hawks on that particular occasion. Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups for this one here tonight. First of all, for the Linmar Lions, 6-9 in the season and 5-7 in the MVC. Linmar will go with this group tonight. Same five that's been starting most of the year. It'll be number 5, Cam Gunther at 1-4, 6-1 and a junior. Gunther at 6.6 points per ball game, pulls down 2 rebounds as well, 40% from beyond the arc. Also, it'll be for the Lions, Jackson Young, number 15, the leading scorer for Linmar, 6-2 and a junior, 10.7 points, 4.5 rebounds per game, 2.6 assists as well. At a center, it'll be Luke Passmore, number 20, the 6'5 senior. Passmore at 8.3 points and 3 rebounds a game, 64% from the field. And the guards will be number 1, Pearson Martin, 5'10, and a senior, one of the Martin twins, 6.1 points a game. And Gavin Lamb, 5'11, and a senior. Lamb at 9.3 points and 2.5 rebounds a game. The head coach for the Linmar Lions is Chris Robertson. Now for the Xavier Saints, 9-9 on the season and 6-6 in the MVC. For the Saints, they'll go with number 5, Max Kaiser, 6'1 and a senior. And Kaiser second on the team at 8.4 points, 3.3 rebounds a game. Also for Xavier, it'll be number 1, Aiden McDermott, the 6'2 sophomore, averaging 5.8 points, 5 rebounds a game, 44% from beyond the arc. At center, number 20, Jack Goldsmith, 6'4 and a senior. And Goldsmith at 4.2 points a game, 51% from the field. And the guards at the point, it'll be number 10, Jack Breitbach, 5'10 and a senior. And Breitbach at 6.8 points a game, 4.3 assists. And also in a guard, it'll be number 2, Sean Steffen, 5'11 and a senior. Steffen at 6.2 points per game. Head coach for the Xavier Saints is Mike Freeman. Linmar wearing their black uniforms tonight with the white numbers and letters. Linmar across the front trimmed in red. The white and black checkerboards along the side. And Xavier in the home whites with the navy blue numbers and letters trimmed in silver and the blue and silver down the side. before we get to a break here, a couple things you're looking at tonight.
Yeah, definitely one thing that stands out for me each time the Xavier Saints take the floor is, you know, how are they going to manage the glass? You know, not a ton of height for the Xavier Saints this year. You know, you got Jack Goldsmith starting at center, listed at 6'4", and Aiden McDermott, 6'2". So, you know, how do they manage the glass? Last Tuesday against Kennedy, they really struggled there, which ended up hurting them with a 10-point defeat. Linmar with the pass, Luke Passmore, 6'5", 6'6", kid. You know, can they keep him off the glass? And for me, that's one of the biggest thing every time Xavier steps on the floor, Scott.
We're going to take a one-minute timeout and come back with the opening tip-off. Xavier hosting Linmar. And back after this on KGYM.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
Nearly 100% of Xavier students participate in at least one co-curricular activity. That includes vocal music, band, drama, art, various clubs, and of course, Xavier sports. Each Xavier sports team is focused on teamwork, personal excellence, and sportsmanship. Saints work hard, play hard, and fight hard. And it isn't just the players on the court or field who make up the team. It's the parents who serve concessions and make sure their students get to every practice. The fans who cheer in the stands. The coaches and teachers who offer direction and encouragement. And the current and former students who believe in the Xavier mission. The Saints know one person doesn't make a team. And for them, their success is thanks to the entire Xavier family.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimber Company. Family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimber Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Here from Ron Dillon Gymnasium on this chilly but not quite as cold Tuesday night. And Mr. Ferris and his crew leading the way here for our officials tonight out of the Quad Cities.
I was going to say it was like a heat wave today, Scott.
Yeah,
the sun was shining.
I saw some snow melting today.
Yes. Yeah, it was slushy driving down 42nd this afternoon. It was nice to see the sun.
Sophomore game, Linmar beats Xavier in the sophomore game tonight, 55-47. Good win for the Lions.
Yeah, good, great win for Coach Shanstrom. He does a nice job for the Linmar basketball program.
Here we go. It'll be Passmore and Goldsmith to tip it up. A pair of 20s and we're underway. Xavier wins the tap. Saints go to the bucket to our left here at the railing high above. And immediately we've got a foul away from the ball, like a moving screen on Xavier.
Yeah, it looks like they got a moving screen along the baseline trying to free Kaiser up. And, you know, you just can't move, especially to start a game. I feel like I see that more and more at the beginning of games than you do at the end.
Here comes Linmar with a basketball against the Xavier man-to-man. Lions attacking the basket to our right. Got there on the ball, fake on the hand back to Martin. To Lamb as they work the perimeter. Bounce down low. Passmore driving in, backing his way in. Now spinning. Cut off by Goldsmith. Finally finds in the corner. Gunther for three, no good. And then we're going to have a rebounding foul off the miss on Passmore.
Excellent defense there by Goldsmith. They got it to Passmore where they wanted it on their opening set. And give Goldsmith credit. He stayed strong, didn't buy any of the fakes. That was like Akeem Olajuwon there with all those ball fakes and good job of defense there by the Saints.
Or the college version, Kevin Boyle.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Steve Craftsison, take your pick. Xavier the basketball. Stefan on the drive, off the glass too strong. Kaiser the rebound, put back goes for 6'1", Max Kaiser.
Yeah, that's being kind, too, I was noticing. 6'1", there, Max Kaiser. But he gets the rebound, puts it up and in.
2-0, Xavier hits the scoreboard first. Jackson Young going to be guarded by Kaiser. Has it far wing. Works it between the circles to Gunther. Far side, back to Lamb. He'll try the three, no good. Offensive rebound, though, to Lindmar. As Young got it. Gunther drive and kick. Lamb behind the back dribble. Penetrates all the way in and got fouled. Good body control, and Stephan got him.
Yeah, nice move there by Lamb on the attack. Came to a jump stop, and Stephan went for the shot fake, and Lamb will shoot two.
5'11 senior on the line. First of two is no good. Dances off the iron a couple of times, would not fall. 72% foul shooter. Lindmar, a 63% outfit from the free throw line. And he gets one out of two.
Looks like Lindmar's coming with a little pressure here. 2-2-1.
Dribbling through it. McDermott driving a kick to the corner. Stephan for three. Left it short. Weak side rebound tipped out of bounds. And we'll go to the Lions.
Yeah, nice attack there. Broke the pressure. Good look for the Saints. Coach Freeman will take that anytime. Sean Stephan with an open look.
Lions looking for the lead here early as we play 90 seconds. Pearson Martin into the front court. Delivers it to Young. Far hash mark. Circles right behind the back with it. High-low pass. Down low. Posting up inside. Pass more. Turnaround off the glass. Good from the far block.
Yeah, you're seeing Coach Robertson here setting some plays up for pass more down on the block, and he converts.
Two kind of undersized centers,
if you
will. Right back a drive, and he has stripped and stolen. Here comes Young one-on-one. Young all the way coast-to-coast, flips it up and good on the little scooper with the right hand.
That was really nice control there by Jackson Young. Attack the rim, and nice finish.
5-2 lead for the Lindmar Lions. Right back guarded by Martin out front. A couple of coaching blood guys
exactly
right there.
Right. Playing the point.
Indeed. Right back has it left of the circle on the wing. Flips it over to Kaiser. He'll drive baseline in all the way. Little leaner, rimming good for Max Kaiser, who has all four of Xavier's points.
Yeah, nice attack. He swept baseline, pulled up soft, nice soft touch off the front of the rim, and gets it to go.
5-4, Lindmar lead cut to one. Stop and go by Martin. Drives in, got it stripped, and they're going to say a tied ball.
Yeah, nice. There, Jack Breitbach gets his hands in there. Couldn't see there for a sec, but Martin on the attack, and Jack Breitbach ties him up.
So it'll be Lindmar with the ball in the arrow. Off the out-of-bounds, they hand it back to Martin. Circles in the lane, got doubled, had it knocked away. Bodies hit the deck. Now dive out-of-bounds by Gunther, and it's going to go to Xavier.
Yeah, Jack Breitbach, quick hands there. Two plays in a row. Swipes that from Martin, and it's kind of the ball was laying there for a minute.
Nobody wanted it.
It was a little odd. I wondered if someone wanted it, but it'll be Xavier's ball nonetheless.
Saints looking for the lead. 5-10 to play. First quarter, 5-4 Lindmar. Kaiser, two-man game. Nice feed down low to McDermott. Collects it, puts it up. Might have had a partially blocked from behind. Now they fight for it and Lamb the other way for the Lions. Finds a trailer Gunther. He'll drive baseline in all the way to the center. Passmore. Ball lost out of bounds.
Yeah, Gunther attacked the rim on the baseline. He maybe should have shot that one instead of passing, in my opinion, and fortunately, it's a turnover for the Lions.
You would have shot it.
I would have. That's for sure.
McDermott, the high post. Spinning right elbow on the handback. Stephan all the way down the lane and scores.
I like what Coach Freeman's doing here. Coming out, running some sets here, getting good looks. And, you know, you got to like it when your sets get you layups.
6-5. We've seen that little high pick layup before.
Yeah,
last Friday night.
Wheel action against Kennedy there. Got some looks last week, too.
Lamb on the stop and go. Kicks it outside. Young for a three, and he hits from the far corner.
Yeah, Jackson Young stepping up here early. Nice knockdown three.
27% on the year. Lions seem to shoot threes better when we're around.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, Scott.
8-6, Breitbach in the lane. Rises and hits a 10-footer.
Yeah, nice elevation there by Breitbach there. Took it right in the middle of the paint, got to his spot, elevated, and knocked it home.
8-8, halfway here in the first quarter. Been a good start for both teams so far.
Liking the pace.
Here's Young from the far wing for three, and he connects.
Yeah.
Two in a row.
Yeah, Jackson's feeling good right now. Jackson Young, two in a row.
8 of Lindmar's 11-8. Kaiser for 3 in the other end. That's way short. Rebound tipped around. Comes down to Xavier. Stephan, though, got caught in the lane. Kicks it out to McDermott in the far corner. And the Saints will get into the offense.
Yeah, I like the pace here so far, Scott.
McDermott back out to Kaiser. Circles left. Down the paint, put it, no good. McDermott, the rebound and the putback. It'll count a foul.
Yeah, the Saints here attacking the glass here. So I had mentioned that in the opener about their ability to rebound being a key to the game tonight. And that's about two or three offensive rebounds so far in the first quarter.
Gunther on the foul. And Xavier is going to go to the bench. Their leading scorer, Aiden Yamalkowski, the sophomore coming in at 6'3". And then Nick Kramer, 6'3 senior coming in.
Maybe we should start calling Yamalkowski the microwave. You remember Vinny Johnson coming off the bench.
One of the great nicknames of all time. Free throw missed. It remains 11-10 in favor of Lindmar. Here's Lamb. Little elevator screen up top. Couldn't get it off. Far side. They clear it out for Gunther. A drive and a kick outside. Young for three in a row. Can't get the roll. And the rebound to McDermott.
Nice kick out there by Gunther. Set him up. Just didn't get the third to go.
McDermott penetrates, kicks it back to Yamalkowski. Lamb going to get the defensive assignment on him. Breitbach out front, yo-yos a dribble, crossover. Crossover again, spins right of the lane, scoops it up short, and the rebound to Passmore.
Nice move by Jack, just didn't finish it.
11-10, Lindmar with the basketball. Whip pass down low, nice catch by Lamb in traffic. Fakes, now kicks it to Gunther. Right wing three, no. Rebound high to get it, Young. Back to Lamb for his three-pointer, and he connects.
Yeah, Lindmar is, they're not shy from the three-point line tonight, Scott, for a team shooting 26% on the season.
Here's Yamalkowski for three, no, and it hits the basket support. And it'll go to Lindmar with a four-point lead at 14-10.
I don't know how many attempts they've had, what they are from the three-point line already, but they're firing it up.
Matthew Schmidt in for Xavier as McDermott will check out. And in for Lindmar, a pair of sophomores, Ian Mindrup, 6'4 sophomore. And also coming in for the Lions will be Jackson Severson, the 5'11 sophomore. Mindrup got doubled, had it poked away, and they got a foul. Coming over, trying to make the steal, Breitbach.
Yeah, that was Lindmar there trying to run that slip action, kind of the same set we just saw Xavier run, where it looks like there's going to be a ball screen and the big slips it, but Jack Breitbach sniffed it out, unfortunately, got caught with the foul.
Inbound Lions, Severson looking to get it in, finds Lamb, fakes the three, drives underneath, and then lost it off his shoe out of bounds.
Yeah, that was unfortunate for the Lions there. Lamb was attacking and just kind of lost the ball off his shoe.
Coach Freeman going to call a special here, it looks like.
Yeah, you ready for that wheel action? Oh, looks like Lindmar's in a zone here, though.
Boy, you don't see that very often.
Mm-mm. Interesting.
Little 1-2-2. Yamalkowski. They reverse it. Now over to Kramer. High catch out front by Breitbach. Schmidt at the free throw line. Minute 40 to play first quarter. Lions by four.
Saints have Schmidt kind of man in that middle spot. See if they can't find him for a little mid-range J.
Kaiser plays kept with Schmidt. Now up top to Breitbach, over to Yamalkowski. Touch pass inside and broken up by Lamb, and he took it away from Schmidt, and Lindmar got the turnover.
Yeah, good hands there by the Lindmar defense, and they're coming the other way.
Here comes Young. He had it poked away. Now Breitbach dives in, and they got a foul on Breitbach.
Yep, I think they did. Is that two?
It's two on Jack.
Yeah, back to back there. Jack did a nice job of jumping that. Unfortunately, just a little too aggressive going for the loose ball, and I think they're going to bring in Brody Hoffman here, the sophomore.
Yep, Hoffman in, and coming in for Lindmar will be Jaden Hill, 6'4 junior, off the bench for Chris Robertson. Lions by 4 minute 10 to play. Severson, whip pass cross court, found Hill between the legs with it. And now the Lions will set it back up. Here's Lamb. Step back. He'll try the three. That's way short. Gunther tried for the save and saved it into Schmidt. Under a minute to play here in the first quarter. Yamalkowski puts it on the floor. Cut off by Lamb. Here's Schmidt right of the key.
Saints are being pretty patient here. There are a couple attempts there, but try to get something better. Coaches like that all the time. Let's get something really good.
That 1-2-2, that collapsing Tom Davis zone.
Yeah. Find some gaps in there. There's always gaps in zones. You got to find them.
26 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. See if Xavier holds for one here.
I think every time we say that, we always are wrong, Scott, it seems.
And what do we got? 3 seconds in the lane on the Saints. Turnover number four on Xavier. Henry Reed will check in, the 6'1 junior, for the final 17.8. Severson walks it across the timeline. Jack Robertson, coach's son, also into the ball game for Lindmar. Hand back to Severson. 6 seconds to play. Standing right-hand dribble out front. Hand back to Hill. Takes it left of the lane. Cut off. And won't get the shot off.
Good defense there by the Saints.
We are through one. Lindmar Lions 14. The Xavier Saints 10. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball from KGYM Sports.
Think driving a nicer, newer car is a fairy tale? Not anymore. Hear ye, hear ye. Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. This month, I decree everyone drives for just 10 cents down during our Once Upon a Dime sales event. That means you can drive for just one dime down. So if you've fallen out of love with your old car, I want to help you drive off into the sunset in the nicer, newer car you deserve for just 10 cents down. Is your credit history less beauty and more beast? Credit mishaps are a tale as old as time. But my For the People credit approval process is magic. And we're the fairy godmother of approvals. So don't throw your coins in a wishing well. Bring them to us because you could drive the nicer, newer car you deserve for just one dime down. But hurry, this magic can't last forever. Visit Dave Wright Nissan Subaru today on the corner of Boyson and North Center Point Roads or see all the cars at DaveWrightAuto.com. That's DaveWrightAuto.com.
Credit and 10 cents down require bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced. Offer absolutely ends 2/28/21.
Scott Unash, Brad Jones back with you starting the second quarter. As Lindmar with the lead here at Xavier, 14-10. Saints with the ball. You get rewarded for some defense sometimes.
Yeah, exactly right. And Lindmar's back into the man.
Yamalkowski working on Hill. Bounce to the near corner. That short side to Kaiser. He'll circle right. Ooh, almost lost it in the high dribble. Now has to retrieve it along the sideline. Kramer in there for Xavier. Brody Hoffman, Kaiser, Schmidt, and Yamalkowski.
Good defensive possession here for the Lions, and the bench is letting them know it.
They dump it inside. Kaiser driving into the basket and traveled. Nope, got tied up.
Kind of a quick jump call there, I would say, but nonetheless, he did tie him up, and it'll be Lindmar's basketball. Good defensive possession there for the Lions coming out in the second quarter.
Reed, Severson, Robertson, Hill, and Mindrup in there for the Lions, so they've got five bench players in there. Lindmar's already played 10.
Yeah, we know Coach Robertson hasn't been shy about playing guys off the bench this season.
Severson to Robertson. Good pass down low. Mindrup posting up inside, backing his way in. Couple of spins, a little half hook, in and out, no good. And the rebound to Yamalkowski for Xavier.
Great defense there by Kramer. Kind of the same thing we saw from Goldsmith. Well schooled there, not going for any of the fakes. And
now Xavier throws it away. A 3-on-1 break. A fake layup, and it'll count the foul by Severson.
Nice attack by Jackson Severson. Kind of a late whistle there on the and one, but nonetheless, Severson makes the layup and will go to the line. Did they get, was that Yamalkowski?
Yeah, yes, they did. Yep.
Going for the charge attempt and kind of slid over into Severson.
Chance at the three-point play. Can't get it, but an offensive rebound for the Lions. And Lindmar will get it over to Hill. Hill tried for three. Off the front iron, no. And a rebounding foul on Lindmar off the miss.
Nice box out there by Kramer for the Saints. Kept the offensive player on his back and elevated and drew the foul.
Mindrup's first. Team foul number three on the Lions. As it'll be Xavier walking it up. And Lions back to the zone.
Yeah, back to the zone here. Brody Hoffman playing the point with Breitbach out with two, and he turns it over.
Pass tipped by Hill. Here comes Lindmar the other way. That's already seven Xavier turnovers.
Yeah.
And Robertson almost had it taken away, but collected it back and got it to Hill, and now Severson at the center circle. Direct in traffic, going to go one-on-one. Drives, no-look pass, and Kaiser, the only one there.
Yeah, nice defense there by Kaiser, stepping in and getting the pick.
Kaiser, jump stop in the lane. Hang shoots, no. Offensive rebound on the weak side by Xavier. Yamalkowski puts it up, no. Tipped around, loose, and Mindrup had it. But did he step on the baseline? And he did.
Yeah, that's a spot there for Mindrup. He, you know, just got the rebound, collected it. Be strong with the ball, chin it. coaches always like to use that phrase, chin it, be strong, get in a stance. Unfortunately, he stepped out of bounds.
Well, here's a little bit of a gamble. Jack Breitbach back in with two fouls.
Yeah. Coach, as you mentioned, the turnover situation, Coach Freeman going back to the senior point.
Hoffman takes a free throw line over to Schmidt, guarded by Reed. Good defense there by Lindmar.
Yeah, this group is really bringing some energy on the defensive end.
The lefty Schmidt for three, and he connects.
And right as we say it, Scott, you hesitate for a second, and Matthew Schmidt, that's why he's in the ball game for the Saints, steps up and knocks down the corner three.
He's a streaky shooter.
Definitely.
27% on the year, but he got that one to go, cuts the lead in half, 16-13. Both these teams averaging about 50 a game. Severson, a little left-hand runner, no. And rebounded out of there by Yamakowski.
Nice rebound by Yamakowski there. Saints are doing a nice job here so far on the glass.
Xavier can tie with the three. Here's Schmidt for two in a row for three. That's off the front iron, and Mindrup the rebound for Lindmar.
That's the look they like there with Schmidt hitting that one previous possession. Just didn't get it to go.
Severson. Working the perimeter to Hill. Guarded by Schmidt. Looking inside. Pass out front. Nearly stolen by Yamakowski.
He was sniffing that one out. You could see. Jumped the pass and just didn't collect it in time before he stepped out of bounds.
Sean Steffen in for Brody Hoffman for Xavier. And the inbound pass. Breitbach with a steal. And he got it to Yamakowski, and he was fouled on the strip try by Henry Reed.
Yeah, Coach Robertson's not going to be too happy with that out-of-bounds play. Just a little lackadaisical on the out-of-bounds pass. Didn't see Breitbach. Give Breitbach credit there. He is really anticipating the passing lanes tonight.
Well, especially with two fouls.
Yeah, exactly.
Xavier, inbounds pass, and then a try to the corner is tipped away.
Tried to get it to Yamakowski in the corner quick, but knocked away.
Could see a low-scoring game tonight. Both these teams right around 50.
Yeah, they started quick here, but the defense is really tightening up, Scott.
Yes, it is. Reversing field, Breitbach kicks it to Yamakowski for three. No good. Weak side rebound to Matthew Schmidt, though. Got it to Kramer. Nice duck under move, and the layup good by Nick Kramer.
Yeah, nice move by Kramer there. He came to a jump stop, shot fake, swung through, and finished with the left hand.
16-15, five in a row, a little mini run by the Saints.
Yeah. Now we're getting some energy on the Saints sideline.
Robertson circles up front, leaves it for Hill on the wing, guarded by Schmidt. Couple crossover dribbles, gives it up to Reed. Robertson now in the hand back to Hill. Open three-pointer, and he hits off the assist from Robertson.
Yeah, just a little two-man action, give and go. Hits the three.
And we're going to get a 30-second timeout taken by the Lions. As Lindmar wanted something to talk about defensively.
Yeah. Maybe they want to set up a little pressure here. We saw that right away. First possession of the game, little 2-2-1. Xavier managed well, so I don't know if Coach Robertson wants to change it up a little bit on the defensive side. They've been playing very well here defensively.
19-15 is the lead for the Lions, led by four after the first quarter. Young back in the game, Gunther back in, Martin back in, staying in there, Robertson and Mindrup.
It looks like they're going to settle back into that zone, Scott.
And Young is pretty active up there. Big,
yeah.
Good wide wingspan. At 6'2".
It's always important, you know, on the offensive end when you're facing these zones. You got to pass fake. Use your eyes. Throw the defense off.
Here's Breitbach between the rings to Yamakowski. They play catch with it. Breitbach puts it on the floor. Couple crossover dribbles. Leaves it for Steffen. 3.5 to play. Skip pass over the top. Yamakowski, no looker down to Kramer. Tried to hook it inside. Broken up by Martin, and Gunther comes away with it.
Yeah, it was there for a sec, but give credit to Pearson. Martin stepped in there and stole the pass.
Dad, of course, head men's basketball coach at Coe College.
Yeah, Coach Martin at Coe's done a nice job there.
Here's Mindrup in the high post. Cut off there by Kramer. Coming up on three to play here in the first half. Backing his way in, Martin leaves it for Gunther. Follow away shot, no, from 15, and the rebound to Yamakowski.
Yeah, nice look. Cam Gunther with the mid-range shot. Just didn't get it to go. Hit the back iron.
19-15, Lindmar with the lead. Breitbach. Over it comes to McDermott, who's back into the game. To Breitbach for three. Missed it right side. Offensive rebound, though, to Xavier. McDermott, right back to Stephen. Three-pointer good as he rattled it in from the left wing.
Yeah, those are the sorts of things Coach Robertson is not going to be happy about here. Another second possession or opportunity for the Saints. Offensive rebound and kick it out to Stephen. He knocks it down.
31% three-point shooter. Brings Xavier within one. 19-18. Turning the corner, Martin drives into traffic. Ball out of bounds. And who's going to get it? Going to stay with the Lions.
Wasn't sure exactly which way that was going, but Yamakowski tried to save it, and I think it went off Aiden.
Comes Passmore back in, and Lamb back in for the Lions. I think a good no call there.
Yeah, Coach Freeman's asking. You could hear the official say not enough contact. He tried to draw the charge, but...
Not the out-of-bounds play. Hand back to Martin. Can't hit the fadeaway three, and here comes Xavier. Stephen splits a double. Right pack turns down to three. Yamakowski down low to McDermott. Kicks it back out to Stephen. He'll penetrate. They dump it in the high-low inside to Yamakowski. Turnaround too strong off the window and the rebound to Gunther. Long pass. Nice catch in traffic. Young, and he lays it in.
Yeah, again, nice body control by Young. It was a tough pass to catch, and he not only caught it but finishes.
21-18, a minute 40 to play in the half. Xavier with the basketball down three. McDermott doubled. Goes in the lane to Bright. Back to Stephen. Leaner for three. No. And the rebound tapped out of bounds. And it'll be Lindmar ball.
Yeah, another good look. Stephen, unfortunately, unable to knock it down for the Saints. And looks like we're going to have a timeout from Coach Freeman.
He's going to get a 30. 30-second timeout. 90 seconds even to play here in the first half with Lindmar up 21-18. We'll try to find some girls' tournament scores for you at halftime. 1A and 2A playing tonight. And it is the 3As and the 4As on the boys' side all alone tonight.
Yeah, exactly right here. I find it interesting, the zone. Haven't seen Coach Robertson do much of that. And, you look at the statistics, Xavier's a 30% three-point shooting team. These coaches in the Valley, they watch a lot of film. And so there's something he probably saw that has brought this zone about tonight.
Goldsmith back in. At 27, yeah. Chris Robertson plays about zone twice a year. It's like full moons during the season. Young, step back, wing three, missed it. Went between the legs with it, freed himself, but couldn't finish. And here comes Xavier the other way. Kaiser spinning into a double team. Picks it up, drops it off in the high post to McDermott. Now they work at the Bright back in the far corner with a minute to play here in the half.
Yeah, Saints being patient here this possession. Again, pass fake, attack gaps.
Pull it pass down low to McDermott. Kaiser puts it on the floor, circles in the lane, leans in, no good. Offensive foul, Max Kaiser.
Yeah, Kaiser with the attack. Coach Freeman's not happy with that one. He had a conversation with this same official down here on the other end. I'm sure in his eyes he thought it was similar type of contact. But unfortunately, they called the charge on Max Kaiser.
Kaiser and Breitbach will come out with two fouls. As Hoffman back in there along with Yamalkowski. See what Lindmar elects to do here with 41 seconds, if they'll go for one. Young, shake and bake, move, and hits the three.
Man, he's got the look tonight. That nice little move behind the back. Hits the three off the dribble.
24-18, and that's 13 for Jackson Young, already over his average. 22 seconds to play in the half, and Xavier will go for the last shot.
And now he's up at the top on this zone as well, wreaking havoc.
12 seconds to play. Yamakowski has been quiet in this first half.
Yeah.
Standing dribble with the right hand. Down to 5 seconds. Here's Hoffman. Drives, cut off. Back to Yamakowski. Three from the right wing. A short rebound at the horn. Goes to Xavier, but we are at halftime. Low scoring affair here at halftime. Our score, Lindmar 24. And Cedar Rapids, Xavier 18. We'll take a 2-minute break. Come back. Talk halftime with you after this as you're listening to high school basketball here on KGYM.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed or may lose value.
Count on the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Get maximum cooling system performance for 10 years or 300,000 miles with Peak Long Life Universal Pre-Mixed Antifreeze and Coolant. On sale now for just $5.99 after mail-in rebate. Plus, earn double O rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
Nearly 100% of Xavier students participate in at least one co-curricular activity. That includes vocal music, band, drama, art, various clubs, and of course, Xavier Sports. Each Xavier Sports team is focused on teamwork, personal excellence, and sportsmanship. Saints work hard, play hard, and fight hard. And it isn't just the players on the court or field who make up the team. It's the parents who serve concessions and make sure their students get to every practice. The fans who cheer in the stands. The coaches and teachers who offer direction and encouragement. And the current and former students who believe in the Xavier mission. The Saints know one person doesn't make a team. And for them, their success is thanks to the entire Xavier family.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
It's a huge Class 3A Top 15 battle Wednesday night at KGYM. Join Jeff Downing and Eric Peterson this Wednesday at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as number 15 Monticello takes on number 12 Solon in a Class 3A regional semifinal. Both teams come in at 16-5 for the season, and the winner moves one step away from state. That's a 3A Girls Regional Semifinal. Number 15 Monticello at number 12 Solon, Wednesday night at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM. We are back with you at the Ron Dillon Gymnasium. Scott Unash and Brad Jones with you at halftime. Senior night for the Xavier cheerleading squad as they are being introduced here at the break, including one Hope Schulte.
Yeah, Coach Schulte's daughter, Hope. She never played quarterback for Duane, though.
They are the only Schulte sibling not to play quarterback.
I bet she could have done it. I was going to say, I bet she could have.
Of course, Duane, the very successful football coach here at Xavier. Well, we started off with great tempo up and down, and then the defenses kind of took over.
Yeah, you know, it was fast paced, lots of three pointers flying, and then Coach Robertson shook it up on us and went into a little zone, which like we mentioned earlier, haven't seen a lot of. But you know, the big story for me in the first half is Jackson Young, 13 of the 24 for Lindmar, and you know that includes three pointers as well. And he was 27% from the three-point line heading into tonight. So, yeah, maybe we'll see if Coach Robertson decides to stick with that zone here in the second half.
Scoring looks like this here at the break. Lindmar, Jackson Young, what a first half, averaging 10.7. He's got 13, five field goals, three of those from three-point range. And just looked very good in that first half of play. And he leads Lindmar with 13. Gavin Lamb with a three-pointer and a free throw for four. Three off the bench by Jaden Hill. And then Luke Passmore with a bucket and Jackson Severson with two as well. For Xavier, balanced scoring. Sean Steffen leading the way with five. Four for Max Kaiser. Matthew Schmidt with three off the bench. And then Aiden McDermott, Jack Breitbach, and Nick Kramer all with two. No one with more than one foul for Lindmar. For Xavier, Jack Breitbach with two and Max Kaiser with two. Xavier, nine turnovers in that first half, and Lindmar with six turnovers in that first half. Five threes for Lindmar in that first half of play. And for Xavier, only two. We haven't shot many free throws. Lindmar, one out of two, 50% in the first half. And Xavier missed their only free throw attempt in the first half.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of three-point attempts tonight on both sides of the ball here. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Coach Freeman, you know, he's going to have to get in the locker room here and probably talk about how we're going to attack this zone. At this point, you know, they've been doing a lot of inside-out type action, but they're settling for a lot of three-pointers at this point. So, you know, how do you find gaps in there? One thing that they might consider is setting some ball screens up top for Breitbach and creating an angle for him to get to the rim. I would say probably number one thing that Saints coaching staff is talking about right now.
So, 24-18 score at halftime. It's the big game tonight. You wanted to keep tabs on it. They're at halftime, and Cedar Falls leading Hempstead 32-23 at halftime. Cedar Falls had a little tussle with Waverly Shellrock Saturday night.
Yeah, that score really surprised me, to be honest. With some of the scores you've seen Cedar Falls put up for Waverly to battle them is quite impressive.
Indeed. You've got a final, number 5, Pella and boys beat Mount Pleasant tonight, 81-49. And they end the season at 19-2. Halftime on 106.3 FM. Tell you what, do not discount Berge. Iowa City West leading Wash 29-25. West starting to play a little bit better basketball. And you knew when they started to get a little bit of consistency with practice, it would come for West High, so.
Yeah, and did they end up getting the sixth seed in their sub-state?
They did.
And so, yeah, I mean, what were they, two and four?
Something
two
like
and five?
That.
You know, haven't played hardly at all this year. And, you know, that's going to be interesting to see. They play Ottumwa in the opener, and then the winner of that game plays Kennedy. So, you just never know with Berge in the Rundquist coaching staff down there is They've got some experience, so it'll be fun to see how they shake out.
Girls 2A tournament action into 3. Cascade leading Dyersville-Beckman 34-31. Back to the boys after the first quarter. City High leading Jefferson 20-9. So those are some of the scores here with some 1A and 2A girls tournament action going on tonight. Tomorrow night we've got 3A regional semifinal action. 2 top 15.
What's in your wallet? New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Term supply. Capital One and A member FDIC.
Not much. We are back with you getting ready for the third quarter. Both teams back out on the court going through their warm-ups. Lindmar leading it by 6 here at the break. Our boys' finale comes up on Thursday night for the regular season as we will be over at Prairie, as it'll be the Hawks and the Jayhawks, the indoor collage bowl.
I was just going to say, do they still call that the collage bowl?
Well, they do it football, but we're going to bring it to the basketball court as well. So that'll be coming up on Thursday night. You throw everything out the window when Jeff and Prairie get together.
It's making me think of the St. Ludmilla Collage Festival. I could use some of those right now,
Scott. I am hungry. You had a whole bag of popcorn before we got going.
Yeah, a little dinner tonight, a bag of popcorn.
You dialed up your inner Jeff Johnson.
Exactly. Jeff has a bag of popcorn, I think, every night he's in a gymnasium, and he can tell you which ones are the best in town.
And
in Eastern Iowa.
Eastern Iowa, the state, the country, more than likely. Well, 24-18, we'll see if we stay at this tempo. We'll see if the Lions stay in that zone. And coming out for Xavier, it'll be McDermott, Kaiser, Goldsmith, Breitbach, and Stephan. Lindmar will send out Lamb, Passmore, Pearson Martin, Jackson Young, and Cam Gunther.
You know, something else, Coach Freeman, I talked about, you know, how do you attack the zone? Something you can do is install your own press and try to speed the game up if that's what you're looking for. You know, so there's some options there, but Lindmar starts out in the man.
Xavier Ball to start the half, and McDermott one-on-one takes Gunther to the hole, and a chance of a three-point play.
They just kind of cleared out the side for McDermott, and he used the spin move and finished and got fouled by Gunther.
Can cut this lead immediately from 6-3. McDermott, 55% on the year, and he bangs that one in.
Yeah, so a nice start here, and looks like Coach Freeman and the Saints will play man-to-man, stick to their man here.
24-21, Lions going to the bucket to our left. One-hand pass over to Martin. Whips it down low, and a layup off the back cut by Passmore.
Yeah, Coach Robertson's got to be happy with that set. Just a quick little play and a back screen for Passmore and an uncontested layup. You'll take that anytime.
Both teams happy with it. McDermott off the clear out, drives in again, hang shoots and scores. And you see what Xavier talked about at halftime.
I guess they found something that they wanted to attack, and we've seen three layups, Scott. We saw a bunch of threes in the first half, and now we've seen three layups here to start the third quarter.
26-23. Young cut off by McDermott. Xavier in that man-to-man. Young has it far hash mark. Pass up top. Lamb guarded by Steffen. Two number twos going at it. Down low, Passmore inside. They double down on him. And a reach foul going to be called, and I think that's McDermott.
Yeah, Passmore was kind of backing down Goldsmith. To be honest, McDermott's guarding Jackson Young, and that might have been a blessing that he fouled him, because Jackson Young would have teed an uncontested three if had he not.
Lions look to inbound. They get it in the corner. Here's Lamb. Circles into the lane. Driving a kick out to Gunther. Follow away three. No. Never got his feet underneath him that time.
Yeah, kind of fading to the left there. And as a jump shooter, you always want to get those feet set and land where you take off from.
Right back in the lane. Hang shoots and scores. That same little play he had in the first half.
Yeah, you know, I think that's the spot where Jack likes to get, from what I've seen in prior games. Just got to that middle of the paint, elevates, and finished.
26-25. Linmar's lead cut to one. 90 seconds into the second half. Young between the circles to Martin. Guarded by Breitbach. Hand off to Lamb. He'll turn. Go isolate him a little bit. Turns it down. Gets it to Passmore. Sets a screen for Gunther. On the hand back to Martin. Driving a kick to Lamb. Near corner three ball. Too strong. Rebound out of bounds. It'll be Xavier Ball.
A nice set there by the Lions. Got what they wanted. Unfortunately, didn't knock down the three. But good patient set by the Lions, nonetheless.
7-2 run to start the third quarter by Xavier. They're going to isolate McDermott again. Going to take his man inside, turns, fires, and hits.
Wow. What a start to the third quarter for McDermott. Again, same type set there, little back screen. He opens to the ball and has the lane to go.
27-26, McDermott on fire here to start the third. Lamb, hesitation dribble, takes it inside. Now back it comes out top to Young. He'll set it up.
It's getting loud in here, Scott.
It is. Wouldn't that take much in this gym?
Everything echoes in here, doesn't it?
Young circles down the lane. Kick out to Lamb for three. No. And the rebound to Breitbach.
Yeah, one and done again here.
Xavier with a one-point lead. Breitbach going one-on-one. Had it poked away by Martin. Loosened the floor and Passmore away with it. Lions with numbers. No look. Bounce ahead to Young. He had a block. Got it back. Lays it up and in.
Nice pass by Pearson Martin there with the bounce to Jackson Young. And he finishes the layup. That gives Jackson 15.
Martin causes Xavier's 10th turnover. Kaiser, top of the key, steadies it, and shoots and makes the three.
Yeah, that was just kind of right in the middle there, just eyed it, and said, what the heck, I'll take this, and knocks it home.
30-28, Saints by two. Gunther standing dribble out trap, tried to do a little pick and roll, instead over to Young, left of the circle, stutter dribble, driving in, got doubled, pass cross court, tipped, loose, picked up by Linmar. Here's Lamb, steps in, high-arching 17-footer, and he rings it home.
Yeah, Gavin Lamb looked really comfortable from that range. You know, he's missed a couple threes here. Give him credit. Courage stands up and steps up and knocks down the mid-range.
30-30. This is the way we started the game.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of energy coming out of the locker room.
Right back through traffic and weaving his way in and had it knocked out of bounds. Henry Reed will come in for Gunther for Linmar.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if this is a substitution Coach Robertson's looking at to match McDermott, as you see Reed matching up with Aiden McDermott.
Kaiser hooks the pass down low, almost threw it away. But Xavier on the save to Breitbach, off the clear out. Nice spin move, couple of fakes. Martin staying right there with the defense.
Yeah, this is a fun little matchup. Two quick guards.
And we got a walk called to McDermott.
Yeah, and you see, again, Coach Robertson brings Henry Reed in to match up with Aiden, and Aiden McDermott just a little quick on the shuffled his feet and got caught.
Over halfway here in the third, Kramer in for Xavier for Goldsmith, and Yamalkowski will get ready to come in. Young, who had the hot hand in the first half, gives it up to Lamb. Two-person game. Now comes near corner. Martin on the jab step. Martin stop and go, kicks it back to Lamb, left of the key. He'll go crossover as they work that triangle. Lob down low, Passmore backing his way in. Got doubled, finds Martin. Right back it comes down in the paint. And a turnaround shot and a foul called on Xavier.
Yeah, the Max Kaiser came over and he thought he blocked it clean. But the referee is the one that gets to make the whistle, makes the call, and he called the foul. That possession was a little disjointed for the Lions, but nonetheless, Passmore gets to the line.
Missed the first one. That's the third foul on Max Kaiser.
Oh, yeah, that is.
First player with three for either team. Passmore, 65%, missed that. One on the line drive. Trying to break the tie. It's on the way. Missed them both. Rebound tipped around, and Xavier's got it. 30-33, 18 to play here in the third.
See if Xavier can get Yamalkowski going here. He hasn't scored yet. Is that correct, Scott?
Correct. Averaging 10 a game. Jack Lux into the ball game for Xavier. The senior guard, Breitbach off the dribble, rises, left it short from 10, back tap, ball loose, and then Yamalkowski saves it for Xavier.
Yeah, give the Saints credit. They're battling here, getting the loose balls. A lot of extra possessions for the Saints tonight.
McDermott outside the arc, leaves it for Kramer on the baseline. He gets doubled, Reed comes over to help. No look, shovel pass inside to Lux, and he was fouled going up.
Yeah, in that possession, Lindmar was back in that 1-2-2, and you saw a lot more guys cutting through. Looks like they're trying to find some gaps in there. Instead of just standing in spots, guys were cutting through, and Lux will find himself at the free throw line.
50% on the year. Got that one to go.
That one looked good.
Is he 1-2?
He is 1-2. Now he's 2-3.
That percentage jumping up as we speak. Mindrup in, the sophomore post, coming in for Passmore. One more for Lux on the way, and missed it. Stays at 50, and the offensive board to Yamalkowski.
Another second opportunity here for the Saints.
Bullet pass inside to McDermott. They collapse on him. Up top, gets it to Breitbach, right of the key. Bounce pass in the corner. Dangerous skip pass up top to Yamalkowski. Lions back to the zone here, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep, and see if they can find some more gaps in there. Saints being patient here on this possession.
Right back, directing traffic out front, wanted the ball screen. Got it to Yamalkowski. Zip pass, back it comes. Right back outside the arc. In the far corner, puts it on the floor, cut off by Reed on the drive. Pass to Lux, near corner for three, and Jack Lux with a three.
Wow, Jack Lux, you know, we've seen him a lot in this season, brought in for defensive possessions, and here he is stepping up and knocks down the three.
He's got four, a 22% three-point shooter, hit a big one there for Xavier.
Yeah, 2-9 on the season before that, so Jack Lux, give the kid credit, steps up and knocks it down.
Young, step back, three try, no, too deep, and the rebound on the deep kicker comes out to McDermott. Xavier by four with the basketball. Right back, jab step. Yo-yos it back out right of the key to Lux in that same corner.
Thought he was going to do it, but he shot faked instead.
Then Lux had it stripped and stolen. Two-on-one pass. Nice. No look. Drop off to Young from Martin.
Yeah, great pass by Pearson Martin there. Lindmar needed that a little bit. Convert the turnover into two.
34-32.
Those are those live ball turnovers coaches dislike so much.
Between the leg dribble, Breitbach. No look pass to Yamalkowski for the easy two.
Wow, great pass by Breitbach and gets Yamalkowski on the board.
36-32. Martin on the other end was fouled. They got Breitbach
on
the reach.
Three on him and Kaiser now, right?
Correct.
Yeah, Pearson Martin just looked determined to get to the rim there and attacked Breitbach's chest and will step up for two.
Martin scoreless on the night, but he'll get a couple of free throws here. Lions so far 1 out of 4 tonight from the line, and make it 1 out of 5.
Yeah, and Pearson on the season, 40% at 13 for 32 coming in tonight, so hasn't had the best of luck at the line this year.
Yeah, you're not used to Lindmar at 62% as a team.
No, that's a stat we haven't seen much of over the past 20 years.
Martin, second one, also no good. Missed them both. Rebounded by Aiden McDermott, 40 seconds to play in the third. Xavier nursing a four-point lead. Pass inside, too tall, stolen by Mindra.
Yeah, and Xavier, you know, here a couple turnovers late this quarter. Something to keep an eye on. They kind of had the turnover bug in the first quarter, too.
36-32, and the Lions will go for the last shot.
Yeah, let's see if Coach Robertson, you know, a lot of coaches like to run some. They're Pearson Martin's tapping the top of his head, so you know there's going to be a set play here.
Maybe something high post screen, and there it is. Martin coming off it with the stutter dribble, cut off, 4 seconds. Up top, Hill puts it on the floor. Little runner, good from 15 at the horn by Jaden Hill. We are through three. We got a good one. Xavier, 36. Lindmar, 34. We'll come back with the fourth quarter. After this one-minute break, you're listening to high school boys basketball here on KGYM.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
Nearly 100% of Xavier students participate in at least one co-curricular activity. That includes vocal music, band, drama, art, various clubs, and of course, Xavier Sports. Each Xavier Sports team is focused on teamwork, personal excellence, and sportsmanship. Saints work hard, play hard, and fight hard. And it isn't just the players on the court or field who make up the team. It's the parents who serve concessions and make sure their students get to every practice. The fans who cheer in the stands. The coaches and teachers who offer direction and encouragement. And the current and former students who believe in the Xavier mission. The Saints know one person doesn't make a team. And for them, their success is thanks to the entire Xavier family.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Fourth quarter getting underway here at the Ron Fillon Gymnasium. It's a good one. Xavier by 2, 36-34.
This is kind of what I expected, a tough matchup here, and it's going to come down to the last minute of the game.
Robertson to Reed, left wing 3, too strong, and the rebound to Nick Kramer of Xavier.
Yeah, another strong rebound by Kramer. He's done a nice job off the bench for the Saints tonight.
Lux, Kramer, Brody Hoffman, Yamalkowski, and Matthew Schmidt. And there's a kick ball for Lindmar. They've got Young coming in for Reed. So it'd be Young and Hill, Mindrup, Robertson, and Pearson Martin. And see if the Lions go back to the zone. It looks like they will.
Yeah. 1-2-2. Jackson Young at the top.
There's Yamalkowski circling left. Xavier by 2 with the basketball. Whip pass into the corner to Hoffman. Skip pass to Schmidt. Has it outside the arc left wing. Xavier being patient. Yamalkowski behind the screen. Left the 3 short and a rebound to Jackson Young.
Yeah, just left it short. Yamalkowski hasn't gotten it going tonight from the 3-point line. Got Lux on Jackson Young.
He got it to Hill. Going baseline, drives in. Layup short, rebounded by Kramer again. Another one for Nick Kramer.
Yeah, Kramer just playing his role tonight.
Hoffman tipped away from behind. Comes right down to Yamalkowski. And a foul.
Fortunate possession there. The ball got tipped and just got tipped right to Yamalkowski, kind of by himself at the rim.
Mindra picks up his second, and Yamalkowski gets the free throw.
Yeah, we'll see if Aiden Yamalkowski gets it going here. That's 3 now on the night. Again, he's the Saints' leading scorer at 10 a game.
Hill out, Gunther in for Chris Robertson and the Lions. Yamalkowski 56%. He swishes a pair. He's got 4.
Yeah, look good there both times here. So, again, let's see if he can heat up here in the fourth.
38-34. Xavier with the lead. Robertson coming off the ball screen. Tried a little pick and roll, couldn't do it. Got it to Martin on the far side. Martin, stutter dribble, penetrates all the way in. Had it's a huge Class 3A Top 15 battle Wednesday night at KGYM. Join Jeff Downing and Eric Peterson this Wednesday at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as number 15 Monticello takes on number 12 Solon in a Class 3A regional semifinal. Both teams come in at 16-5 for the season, and the winner moves one step away from state. That's a 3A girls regional semifinal. Number 15 Monticello and number 12 Solon Wednesday night at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Sure, we can help you knock that oil change right off your list. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $29.99, plus a $10 bonus reward if you're an AutoZone Rewards member. Not a member? We can sign you up fast, right here in store or on AutoZone.com. Getting the job done just got easier. Terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
For the ones
full
fighting
timeout. 30-second timeout. 40-38, back-to-back steals by the Lions there, Brad.
Yeah, Pearson Martin wreaking havoc here on the Saints. He's doing that little wraparound steal. The Saints got to be wary of that here. And just getting those are the live ball turnovers, creating the defense, creating easy opportunities on the other end.
Xavier had a lead of 4, and Linmar with a little 6-0 mini run here. Yeah, and we've been back and forth for a lot of this game.
Yeah, the Saints, they won that third quarter 18-10, and Linmar coming out with a little fire here to start the fourth.
Xavier off the timeout, trying to tie or take the lead with a 3. Breitbach off the clear out front. Couple crossover dribbles, drives, backdoor bounce, and a foul as Yamalkowski goes down hard, fouled by Robertson.
Yeah, Coach Robertson shakes it up, goes back to the man out of the timeout, and the Saints adjust. And a nice backdoor cut by Yamalkowski, and he'll go to the line.
Well, that's an old Linmar play right there.
Yeah, you just kind of dribble at the guy, and you freeze the defender, and you back cut. And
free throw up and good. Yamalkowski with 5, 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Trying to tie it up. Free throw number 2. Good. Rattled it in.
Yeah, Aiden's 4 for 4 from the line here in the fourth quarter.
40-40. 5:45 remaining in the ballgame. Gunther on the weave up top. Young stutter dribble coming right, and his pass to the wing tipped out of bounds by Breitbach.
I don't know if I've seen two guards out in passing lanes as much as Breitbach and Martin. They are really, really smart defenders getting out in passing lanes.
They're kind of the same guy.
Yeah, it's like they're guarding each other.
Far hash mark, Robertson. Mendrup in the high post, brooks it to Young. They clear it out for him. Coming off the screen, got it to Gunther for 3, and he connects.
Well, there's a nice set play, kind of that back screen action. Gunther sets the back screen and comes off and knocks down the 3.
Gunther with his second field goal. He's got 5 all in the second half. And Lindmar up by 3 at 43-40.
And we got that McDermott-Gunther matchup again. Let's see if the Saints try to capitalize there.
Kaiser turns a corner and was grabbed by Young.
Yeah, Max Kaiser was determined to get to the rim on that one. Turns the corner. They called it on the ground.
5th foul on the Lions. And it'll be Xavier to inbound. Hand back now up top. Kaiser coming off the screen for 3. In and out. Another offensive rebound and a block and a foul. Mendrup fouled McDermott, they said.
Yeah, McDermott on the glass. If we had rebounding, if someone was keeping rebounding stats, we would know the totals. But I mentioned that in the opener about the rebounds, and Xavier's had to have won the rebounding battle tonight.
Free throw, no good. One more upcoming. As Stefan back in, and Yamalkowski will come out.
And McDermott's a 54% free throw shooter here. Gets the second to go.
Under 5 to play here in the ball game. Robertson to Gunther. Fakes. He'll go baseline. Cut off by Kaiser. Flips it back up top, and the Lions will set it up again.
Yeah, good defense by Kaiser. Kind of snuffed out that set.
On the wing. Martin leaves it down low. Baseline drive. Young in all the way, and a little finger roll. Good.
Yeah, that was a pretty move by Jackson Young. He's got just a little bit more juice to him tonight. I don't know what it is, but that was a heck of a little play there along the baseline, little floater. Dr. J there.
Look good. 45-41. Let's go ahead and take a 30-second timeout. We'll come back with more action. It's Linmar on top by four. You're listening to high school basketball right here on KGYM Sports.
It's a huge Class 3A Top 15 battle Wednesday night on KGYM. Join Jeff Downing and Eric Peterson this Wednesday at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as number 15 Monticello takes on number 12 Solon in a Class 3A regional semifinal. Both teams come in at 16-5 for the season, and the winner moves one step away from state. That's a 3A girls regional semifinal. Number 15 Monticello at number 12 Solon Wednesday night at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
Talk a little. I imagine a little defense, what he wants to get done here.
Yeah, usually that's the case, you know, when you get a score and called a quick timeout. Get your defensive set. See if they come back into that 1-2-2. It looks like they're lining that up with Jackson Young at the top. And see what Coach Freeman has dialed up here.
Coming up on 4:30 to play here in the ball game. Lions by four here in the penultimate game of the boys' regular season. Right back, angling left, top of the key. Picks it up, cross court to Kaiser. Martin fell down for a moment, got back up defensively. And the 2-3 zone now for Linmar. So they've gone 1-2-2, now 2-3. Good drop off pass to McDermott and lays it in.
Yeah, great pass by Jack Breitbach. He found a little spot there again, and just a, you know, great bounce pass by Breitbach. Used his eyes. Easy layup for McDermott.
Double figures, 11 for McDermott. Most of those in the second half. Gunther top the key. Fakes on the hand back to Martin. Back it comes to Lamb. Outside the arc. He'll bounce it down low. Pass more. Turns. Fires and hits.
Yeah, that's a textbook drop step layup by Passmore and converts.
Stephen from the corner. Left the three short. Almost banked it in. Back tap. Here comes Linmar. They got a 2-on-2 all the way down. Spinning layup good by Jackson Young.
Yeah, Jackson Young with a nice left-hand finish. Puts the Lions up 6 now with 3:20.
21 for Jackson Young. 49-43 and answering for Xavier. Corner 3 from Kaiser.
You know, Scott, I was just about to say, a little quick coming off the 3 from Stefan in the corner, but give Max Kaiser credit. Steps up. Knocks it down. Max, 24% on the season.
49-46, and a walk on Young as he drugged the puppies out front.
Yeah, he's not sure what he did, but I think he did, Scott.
He
it
did,
looked like,
yep.
Yeah, he drugged the feet. He was kind of gearing up for that left-hand drive.
Xavier will bring Yamokowski back in to the ball game. So McDermott, Yamokowski, Kaiser, along with Breitbach and Goldsmith. Has a layup good by Yamokowski.
Yeah, that was that set, that wheel set. They didn't get the initial backdoor cut to Kaiser, but that was kind of like parting of the Red Sea. All, you know, you do one pass fake, the defense shifts, and Yamokowski with a layup.
49-48, 2:30 to play. Linmar with the lead in the basketball. Passmore posting up. Turns on Goldsmith. Two-man game. Kicks it back outside to Martin. Comes off the ball screen. Now Martin into the lane. Stripped by Breitbach. Picked it back up to Gunther. Three-pointer, no. And the rebound to Xavier.
Nice rebound by Yamokowski there. Unfortunately for the Lions, Gunther didn't knock that one down. And the Lions are in man now, Scott.
2:05 to play. Breitbach stop and go. Takes it inside. Had it blocked. Good defense there by Gunther. Young the other way. In transition, driving a kick. Lamb puts it on the floor. And a charging foul going to be called on Lamb.
Yeah, Max Kaiser steps up, takes the charge. And if I'm right, Kaiser has three there, so that took some courage. But nonetheless, he took the charge along the baseline. That's a big turn of events here.
Team foul number seven, but it is player control.
Correct.
And now Xavier with a chance to take the lead with a minute 50 to play.
Yeah, and Lindmar's back going in the man now, Scott.
49-48. Kaiser in the wing near side. Turns, spins, drives in, and fouled by Lamb.
Yeah, a lot of contact there. Those two seem to be getting into it a little bit here, Lamb and Kaiser. And big free throws coming up here for Max Kaiser.
Big one and bonus, 67% on the year. Trying for the tie. It's up and rings in and out, but the offensive rebound and a foul. Pass more foul, Goldsmith.
Boy, I'm not sure how many offensive rebounds the Saints have gotten on free throws. That's about three in the second half. Give Jack Goldsmith credit. Little extra effort.
Everyone went to the left side of the lane except Goldsmith, and the ball circled right to him.
Yeah. Yeah, just a little bit of an odd bounce. And
free throw, 65%er, and it's up and good. A two-shot situation.
Yeah, Jack, 17 of 26 from the line heading in. That one looked pure.
49-49, free throw number two, way off the mark, and the rebound almost saved in by Kaiser, who almost left the gymnasium.
I thought maybe he was going to go grab a bag of popcorn over there in the corner, but you know, a little extra effort there by Kaiser almost saved that in.
49-49 with a minute and a half to play in the ballgame.
Saints in the man.
Here's Young, starter dribble, circling right. Hooks the pass down low, pass board, collects, turns, fires, no. And second chance blocked out of bounds.
Well, Passmore wishes he would have that one back. Had a left-handed layup. Unfortunately for him, didn't get it to go.
Timeout, Xavier. We'll keep it here with a minute 20 to play in the ball game. And all kinds of strategy going around here.
Exactly right here.
In the tie.
Yeah, 49-all. Lindmar's basketball underneath. I mean, I, you know, a lot of coaches like changing it up, coming out of timeouts. If I were to guess, I'm going to guess Coach Freeman's going to stick to his man-to-man. He's been doing that all night. So, you know, if you're on the Lindmar side, Coach Robertson, Coach Nelson, Coach Prunty, you know, you're drawing up a set. A lot of coaches have sets for out-of-bounds plays underneath that they really, really like and try to get something there. If not, bring it out and run what you like.
It's not Chris Robertson's MO to hold it for 80 seconds. And that's hard to do anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, we've seen that tonight even in you know, at the end of quarters. It's just such a challenging thing to do. You know, obviously no shot clock. It's an option. You know, I actually had a friend from South Dakota text me that his son's team was playing Storm Lake, Iowa, and was said, "Well, is there no shot clock in the state of Iowa?" I got a text message, and that's the answer. It might change someday, but not yet.
Xavier will bring Lux in, play a little defense. Martin to Gunther, coming off the screen, got doubled and a foul. Xavier still got a couple to give.
Yeah, exactly right, and that may be why, you know, he's in there. Go be aggressive, and that's what he did. He almost came up with a steal just being aggressive on the ball.
Lux picks up his first, team's fifth. Minute 17 to play. Lions to inbound right of the glass in front court. Martin looking to go back door. On the hand back from Passmore, and now he'll set it up. Whoa, he's bringing it out. They going to hold it here?
Yeah, well, it appears that way right now. Pearson's looking at Coach Robertson. Now they go.
Martin, high dribble, coming left down the lane. Spins again. Duck under move. Shot off the glass, no good. Back tap, loose. Picked up by Xavier. One-on-one. Breitbach all the way. Layup, no. Now is it going to be a goaltend? Someone came in late, and the officials are going to talk it over. It was very close.
Yeah, it's, you know, they're huddled up. I mean, I thought it was. I could be wrong. It all happened really quick. But nonetheless, Jack Breitbach, you know, gets a run out on the rebound, and he'll go to the line if they don't count it, but they're still huddled up.
Hope they don't forget who the foul's on.
Yeah.
Still talking it over. been a well-officiated game.
Yeah, it has.
This is going to make one side or the other very angry.
Yeah. Yeah, nonetheless, you know, the question is, did he get it off the backboard? If it touched the backboard, then it's a goaltending for sure.
Officials are going to come over, and they will count it.
I think that's the right call, Scott, you know, but again, it was quick. So, yeah, the Saints take the lead on the runout for Breitbach.
And a chance at the three-point play. And Chris Robertson will get his pound of flesh here.
You're exactly right. No, you know, when you huddle up like that, a quick bang-bang, one side's not going to be happy.
Free throw by Breitbach is good. It's now a three-point lead for Xavier.
Yeah, big turn of events.
52-49. Lions, 47 seconds. Bounce up top, Young. Circling. Leaves it for Martin on the far sideline. Turns on Kaiser. Top of the key, and now a timeout. Full timeout going to be called, 39.8. And the Lions down by three. And Chris Robertson still talking with the officials. And we knew whichever coach that wasn't going to go against was was not going to be happy.
Well, you know, and at this point, if you're Coach Robertson, you know, maybe you get the next call, you know, and you know, there's 39 seconds left in this timeout. You know, he's entering the huddle here. But here, you know, 39 seconds, Scott?
Yep.
And, you know, it's a three-point game. You know, there's a lot of time. There's a lot of game left in here. You don't have to settle for a three-pointer at this point. Run a set. Run what you want. If it happens to be a three, that's fine. But there's absolutely no problem with taking a two-point shot right now.
And go play defense.
Yep, exactly right. You know, in Lindmar has 10 team fouls, so Xavier would be in the double bonus. But, you know, extend this game. Keep the pressure on the Saints. Make them have to step up and knock down free throws under pressure.
So, Lindmar will inbound with Gunther. Lamb's in there. Pass Moore, Young, and Pearson Martin. They will face guard the inbounder. They get it into the backcourt. 36 seconds to play. Crowd getting loud here at Ron Thillen. Here's Gunther. Steps back. Couldn't get the three off. Martin reverses it. Lamb on the drive and fouled by Lux with 27.9, but it's only the 16th foul.
Yep, and Lindmar came out there with a little horns action. Gunther came off a flare. He could have took the shot, declined it. Now Lindmar takes it out underneath with 27.9.
Here's Martin. Now you may want to look at the three more now.
Yeah, a little bit more, but again, still time.
23 seconds. Working the wave. Lindmar down three. Young with the basketball. Back to Lamb. Puts it on the floor. Drives baseline in all the way. Off it. Oh, it'll count the foul. Kaiser going to get the block underneath.
Did he did call the block, yeah. So the foul was on Kaiser. Attempted the charge. Strong take by Gavin Lamb. Strong finish. And give now, the kid credit on that one.
Might have been just too far underneath the bucket.
I think that was the case. And again, I know we've talked about this since we've been doing the games, is, you know, having that circle there, restricted area, and you know, we can't see that, you know, from up here. And nonetheless, Gavin Lamb with a strong finish, and he'll step up to the line to tie this game up.
Big free throw coming up.
And as you can see, Gavin, 23 of 32, 72% on the season.
52-51. And Xavier brings in Yamolkowski for offense, 15.5. Lamb on the free throw line is 72% for the Lions. He's got eight tonight and makes the free throw, or tied.
Yeah, big shot by Lamb, and we have 15 seconds, and little pressure by Pearson Martin on Breitbach.
Down to 10 seconds. Breitbach across the timeline with seven. Looks at the clock. 1-4 look right now. High ball screen. Breitbach circles around it. Steps back. Three-pointer for the win. Short, no good. And we're going to overtime.
Wouldn't have it any other way, Scott. Two tough teams battling here in the last week of the regular season.
52-52, and two teams that are just hanging around the 500 mark this year.
Yeah, exactly right. Tough shot for Breitbach there. You know, they set a high ball screen. Goldsmith set the ball screen, and give Pearson Martin credit. He is a really, really tough on-ball defender. Not a lot of space for Jack. He tried to step back, and it was a tough, long three-pointer to win the game, and didn't get it to go, so we're headed to overtime.
Not sure that's the shot that Xavier probably was their first choice, but it wasn't a horrible one.
Yeah, not horrible. Again, I give Pearson Martin a lot of credit there. He fought through that ball screen that Goldsmith set, and time was coming down, and Breitbach had to get it up.
52-52 as we're going overtime. And we're coming down to the end on 106.3 FM as well between Wash and West. Wash up 56-55 with 10 seconds remaining in the ballgame.
Good games tonight in the conference.
We're going to have a jump, as it will be Goldsmith and Passmore to jump it up. As we are set to go, 4 minutes on the clock for overtime, and it's controlled by the Lions.
Xavier's in their man.
Martin and Lamb, who tied it up. Pass more, Gunther and Young. Young up top of the key. Gunther puts it on the floor, hand back. As the guards work it out front. Stutter dribble on the drive, Lamb jump pass to Young for three, no. Rebound and diving to try to save it was Gunther.
Yeah, that's the first three-point attempt we've seen from Jackson Young, I believe, in the second half. He's been done a lot more attacking the rim here in the second half.
So Xavier will walk it up. Yamalkowski, McDermott, Kaiser. Here's that set play. McDermott spinning inside and had it blocked. Goes out of bounds. Going to stay with Xavier.
Yeah, they tried that same look. Gunther's on McDermott. He spun again, but this time help was waiting. And fortunately for the Xavier Saints, the ball went out of bounds off Linmar.
Goldsmith also in there for the Saints. It'll be Yamalkowski to inbound in front court. Lobs it into Goldsmith, and the Saints throw it out of bounds as Yamalkowski cut down the baseline.
Yeah, that's one of those out-of-bounds plays. Yamalkowski probably was supposed to go one way. He read the defense, and Goldsmith threw it out of bounds.
16 Xavier turnovers. Only 9 for the Lions. Each team empty in their first possession of the overtime. Here's Young between the rings.
And now we got Jack Breitbach guarding Jackson Young. We've seen a lot of Max Kaiser on him. I think that might be due to foul.
Going off the screen. Lamb puts it on the floor. Drives left of the lane. Flips it to Young. Penetrates all the way in and scores off the glass.
Yeah, strong finish by Jackson Young there. Attack the rim. Use the glass. Nice finish.
23 for Jackson Young. Linmar by 2 at 54-52. Nice crossover dribble, Breitbach. 15-foot pull-up, no good, and a save by McDermott.
Yeah, Breitbach got to his spot there again, just left it a little short. And thankfully for the Saints side, they will get another shot at it.
Inbounding left of the glass. Breitbach looking to get it in and finally does to Kaiser. Had the tightrope that corner. Backing his way in, and he traveled with it.
Yeah. Yep, he, one of those possessions, Max Kaiser decides to put his head down and spun off Lamb and traveled.
Stefan in, Yamalkowski out.
Yeah, we haven't seen Stefan in a while here.
54-52, 2:22 to play here in the ballgame. Nice back cut and the layup good. It'll count a foul by Young.
Yeah, they've been probably keeping that one in the back pocket there. Little backdoor cut, especially with Breitbach. You know, we mentioned Breitbach's been playing a lot of passing lanes. One little pass fake, and boom, there's a back cut layup for Jackson Young.
Now, they had that as 4 on Kaiser. I had that as 5.
They're talking about it right now.
Yeah, that's 5. He'll foul out. A big part of the Xavier offense with 2:17 to play in overtime.
Yeah, that, and, you know, that's one of those where if you're Max Kaiser, you know, he challenged, and you, that's one you'd let go. You know, he had the layup, and you give him credit for challenging, but you, with four fouls, one you probably let go.
Free throw won't go, and Xavier got the rebound off a save by Goldsmith. Lindmar by four here in overtime. 56-52, bouncing the high post, and they got a push. Passmore pushed Goldsmith.
Yeah, Xavier going through their set there. That's one Coach Robertson would like back. You know, you have a four-point lead with 2 minutes and put Goldsmith on the line, and he's one for two tonight.
It'll be a two-shot situation for Goldsmith, double bonus. He's 50% tonight, one out of two, and this one in and out. Lux back in for the Saints. Defense for offense. Second free throw. Up and good. High Archer right through.
Yep. And down to three now, 2 minutes, and Jack Lux is on Pearson Martin up top.
56-53. Now you're not in a hurry if you're Lindmar.
Nope, no need to be in a hurry. And
oh, what do we got? Foul on the Lions. An illegal screen on Lamb.
Well, I missed the action. I know there's a lot of, you know, Lindmar's offense, a lot of back screening, and that's the fourth on Lamb as well.
Yeah, Mikowski back in for offense. Lux out. Minute 50 to play, 56-53. Xavier with the ball down three. McDermott in the high post. Hands it back. Breitbach on the drive. Flips it underneath. McDermott to the cutter. Yamokowski off the glass. No. Offensive rebound. McDermott. Couple of fakes. Spins. Gets it out of there to Breitbach. He got doubled. Ball loose on the floor. Picked up by the Lions. Lead pass to Lamb. Drives in. Stripped out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Lindmar.
Wow. A lot of action there. Give Pearson Martin credit. Man, that kid got on the ground. What a pass. He was seated on the ground. One-hand pass to the guy running up ahead, and Lindmar retains possession.
Lions inbound. Martin circles into the lane, and he got bumped going up. He got bailed out, too, because he had nowhere to go.
Yeah, that's one of those. Stefan steps in, and Martin will step to the line. We have him 2 for 4 tonight, Scott.
Yep.
So big
one
free throws.
One.
Big free throws here for Pearson Martin.
Trying to make it a two-possession lead for the Lions. On the way. It's up. Good. Got the roll.
Pearson is walking away. He shot that one up. Little nerves. And he got it to go. Stay on the line.
57-53. Minute 20 to play. This one on the way. That one, no. And it goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with Lindmar. A couple of... The Saints fought for it, and it knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, unfortunately for the Saints, McDermott and Goldsmith fighting for it. Someone's got to talk.
Lindmar timeout with a minute 18 to play. And it'll be a full timeout. Again, a minute 18 remaining in overtime. And the Lions with a four-point lead in the ball. Now you may see a little four corners-ish from Chris.
Yeah, definitely here. You know, four-point lead, and Xavier's going to have to come out and defend and probably foul you. Lindmar hasn't been very stellar yet from the line tonight on the season. They're a 62% team, so, you know, I'm sure they're going to face some ball pressure, some traps, be strong with the ball, and be ready to step up and knock some free throws.
And make Xavier come out, chase you, and foul you at this point.
Yeah, and you're going to see some guys coming at you and trapping you. And, again, it's just you got to be strong with the ball. And we've seen Jack Breitbach tonight several times getting in passing lanes, and expect to see that again here in the last minute.
Washington has won at West, 57-55.
Nice win for the Warriors.
I think they're up to 12-7 or 13-7, one of the two.
Coach Decker's done a nice job there this season.
And they're young. Lindmar inbound. Martin looking. Finally got it into Gunther. Minute 17 to play, and he'll bring it out front. Lions by four. Lamb on the drive almost had it knocked away by Lux. who now commits the foul with a minute 9 to go.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's something Coach Freeman talked about during that last timeout. Pearson Martin's probably the guy you want to get. He's 40% on the season. So they did get a couple traps and now have Martin going to the line.
Martin right at 50%. And the first of two is no good off the back iron. Yamokowski will come in. One more free throw for Martin on the way. Good. One out of two.
And so 5-point lead for Linmar, and Jack Breitbach bringing it up.
Coming up on a minute to play here in overtime as the ball tipped out of bounds. Those quick hands by Martin.
Yeah, he is something else. That's Jack Breitbach's going to sleep well tonight, having him all over him all night long.
Looking, Yamokowski, and a timeout to save the possession by Xavier. And is this a full timeout? Yes, it will be, with a minute 2 remaining here in the ball game. Don't forget, tomorrow night, girls tournament basketball on both 107.5 and 106.3 FM. It'll be Solon Entertaining Monticello coming up tomorrow. Number 12, Solon. Number 15, Monticello. Number 12, Cascade, went down tonight in 2A basketball to Beckman, who's been playing really good basketball as of late on the girls' side. And Jeff and Eric will have that call tomorrow night, 6:45. On both the FMs right here on KGYM. This has been a good one.
Yeah.
No team has led, I don't think, by more than, I want to say, 6.
I was going to say, maybe this is our largest lead at 5. It's been back and forth all night long and kind of what I expected here tonight. And, again, Xavier with the ball out, how to bounce underneath. Yamokowski to take the ball out. And Xavier's in a line arrangement.
Welcome everyone in on 106.3 FM, who heard a great one between Wash and West, and we got a great one here in overtime. Linmar leading 58-53 over Xavier. Breitbach turns the corner, bounce pass to Stephan. Curls into the lane, back to Breitbach, right corner three, and he hits.
Well, you can definitely say Coach Freeman got what he wanted. That was a set play all the way. Jack Breitbach off the double and knocks down the open three.
58-56, 40 seconds to play. Linmar with a 2-point lead in the ball. Lamb between the legs with it. Playing keep away to Martin. They're trying to foul him. They couldn't do it. And now they foul Gunther.
Yeah, they had a trap there, and it looked like McDermott was trying to get Martin. They didn't get the call, and instead Gunther will step to the line.
First free throws of the night for the junior Cam Gunther, 56%. And these are big ones in overtime. First one, no good. Off the front iron, backboard, and front iron again.
Yeah, you know, he's 56%. He's probably the second guy they wanted. So first free throws of the night.
Second one, also no good. 30 seconds to play. Xavier down 2.
Coach Freeman's calling out a set. Linmar's in the man-to-man.
Going to go with that double high post look again. McDermott. Right elbow on the hand back. Yamokowski all the way in and lays it up and good.
Oh, finished by Yamokowski. Strong take.
58-58. Lamb underneath the pass. More layup good with 9. Xavier, no timeout. 60-58. Breitbach drive. Spins in the lane. Scoops it up. No good. And out of bounds it goes. And the buzzer goes off. Linmar wins it. 60-58 as the Lions with a 3-point play to take it into overtime, and they win it on a great dribble penetration from Lamb, and he got it to Passmore for the winning bucket.
Yeah, what a whole turn of events there. It's hard to remember everything that happened there quickly, but you know, Gavin Lamb off the finisher. Yamokowski first off. What a finish by Aiden. And Linmar just gets the ball out. They have 2 timeouts, decided not to take any. I like that. You know, let's just get the ball and go and not let the defense get set.
And as you saw, Gavin Lamb attacks in Passmore with an uncontested layup, really. And then on the other end, Jack Breitbach takes it all away, coast to coast. Tough finish. He spins, leans, tries to finish it off the glass, and left it short.
Final score, Lindmar 60 and Cedar Rapids Xavier 58. We'll take a final timeout and come back and have the postgame show for you right after this here on KGYM.
Think driving a nicer, newer car is a fairy tale? Not anymore. Hear ye, hear ye. Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. This month, I decree everyone drives for just 10 cents down during our Once Upon a Dime sales event. That means you can drive for just one dime down. So if you've fallen out of love with your old car, I want to help you drive off into the sunset in the nicer, newer car you deserve for just 10 cents down. Is your credit history less beauty and more beast? Credit mishaps are a tale as old as time. But my For the People credit approval process is magic. And we're the fairy godmother of approvals. So don't throw your coins in a wishing well. Bring them to us because you could drive the nicer, newer car you deserve for just one dime down. But hurry, this magic can't last forever. Visit Dave Wright Nissan Subaru today on the corner of Boyson and North Center Point Roads or see all the cars at DaveWrightAuto.com. That's DaveWrightAuto.com.
Credit and 10 cents down require bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced. Offer absolutely ends 2/28/21.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
Nearly 100% of Xavier students participate in at least one co-curricular activity. That includes vocal music, band, drama, art, various clubs, and of course, Xavier sports. Each Xavier sports team is focused on teamwork, personal excellence, and sportsmanship. Saints work hard, play hard, and fight hard. And it isn't just the players on the court or field who make up the team. It's the parents who serve concessions and make sure their students get to every practice. The fans who cheer in the stands. The coaches and teachers who offer direction and encouragement. And the current and former students who believe in the Xavier mission. The Saints know one person doesn't make a team. And for them, their success is thanks to the entire Xavier family.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimber Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimber Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
It's a huge Class 3A Top 15 battle Wednesday night at KGYM. Join Jeff Downing and Eric Peterson this Wednesday at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as number 15 Monticello takes on number 12 Solon in a Class 3A regional semifinal. Both teams come in at 16-5 for the season, and the winner moves one step away from state. That's a 3A girls regional semifinal. Number 15 Monticello at number 12 Solon Wednesday night at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
Back with you here at the Ron Thillen Gymnasium as the Lindmar Lions win it in overtime, 60-58 over the Xavier Saints. Lindmar got a three-point play, a traditional three-point play from Gavin Lamb at the end of the ball game, and that tied it up, sent us to overtime. Lions scored the first four of overtime and then had to hold on, and they got a great penetration at the end from Lamb, found Passmore cutting in, made the layup. Xavier elected not to take the timeout, and Breitbach a spinning shot down the lane for the senior and just came up short.
Yeah, what a fun game to watch here tonight. Two Metro teams here battling it out. Final week of the regular season. Give Gavin Lamb credit here. You know, he kind of had a nondescript night for the most part, and two huge plays. As you mentioned, the 3-point play with 15 seconds to send it into overtime, and then he set Passmore up for the game winner.
Lindmar now 7-9 of the season, 6-7 in the MVC. Xavier falls to 9-10 and 6-7 in the conference. Xavier will end the year on the road Thursday night up at Wallert. Lindmar will come home to take on Waterloo West and try to get to 8-9 on the season before we have their game on Monday night against Cedar Rapids Prairie here on 107.5 FM. But it's going to be a tough one to swallow, certainly, whichever team came on the short end of the stick in this one. But Boy, two teams that left it all on the court tonight.
You're exactly right, Scott. There's going to be some floor burns down there. There's some skin on the floor. I don't know how many times we saw kids getting on the ground. It's just fun to see the kids competing out here. And you're exactly right. You know, Xavier had a two-game win streak. Could have been three here. It's just super close to getting that. But nonetheless, they'll finish up at Wallert on Thursday. And again, for the Lions, big win. You know, we were chatting in the commercial break about so many close losses for the Lions this year. It got to feel good for Coach Robertson and staff to come away with one of these.
Final scoring in the ball game for the victorious Linmar Lions. One in double figures, Jackson Young leading the way, the 6'2 junior, the leading scorer for Linmar with 25 tonight. Had himself a terrific ball game. He was on the perimeter the first half and took it a little bit more off the dribble in the second half.
Yeah, showing a diverse game there tonight, Scott.
Ended up with a total of 25 points in the ball game. 9 for Gavin Lamb. Boy, he saved those points for some big moments.
Yeah, he came up clutch. Came up clutch tonight. Give Gavin Lamb credit.
Luke Passmore had the game-winning shot. Ended up with 8 on 4 field goals tonight. 6 points for Pearson Martin. Jaden Hill off the Lions bench ended up with 5, including a 3-pointer. Cam Gunther with 5 points tonight as well. And Jackson Severson with 2 for the Lions. For the Xavier Saints, very balanced scoring led by Aiden McDermott, who ended up with 12, 10 of those coming in the second half of play for the 6'2 sophomore. And then a trio of players with 10, Max Kaiser with 10, Jack Breitbach with 10, and Aiden Yamalkowski with 10. 5 for Sean Steffen. Jack Lux had a nice night with 4. Matthew Schmidt with 3. Jack Goldsmith, a couple of free throws for 2. And Nick Kramer with a free throw with a bucket for 2. Bench scoring 19-7, Xavier with the advantage in the ball game. And 3-pointers. Each team ended up with a total of 6 in the ball game. Linmar won despite 6 of 17 tonight from the free throw line.
Yeah, that's something I'm sure Coach Robertson will mention to the boys.
I mean, this thing, Linmar could have won this with a lot less sweat.
Yeah.
If they come and make the free throws tonight. 6 of 17. Xavier was 10 of 16 from the free throw line. Turnovers, Xavier with 18 turnovers tonight, which kind of counteracted the missed free throws. And Linmar with 10 turnovers in the ballgame tonight. And, no one had a lead of more than 6 in this basketball game.
Yeah, highly competitive game here, as we keep mentioning. No one ever got above 6, and just never could tell one way. There were swings here and there, but, you know, the kids competed, and it was a fun game to watch.
It really was. And both these teams will get one more in under their belts in the regular season and then get to the tournaments, each with a Metro game coming up on Monday for the first round of the tournaments. And that's always very interesting.
Yeah.
Xavier and Marion obviously did not play this year, but you've got Linmar and Prairie playing for the second time.
Yeah.
It's usually the third time around. They only got the two rivals with a one-gamer this year.
So. Yeah, that's going to be fun to see those games on Monday night. Looking forward to the playoff run. And, you know, you look back on the season, you're just so happy for these kids. They got the opportunity to compete this season with so many question marks with everything that has gone on during 2020 and 2021. So it's... You know, it comes down to one game, and if it doesn't go your way, you know, it's the end, and it's hard sometimes for those kids, which is why you see them getting on the ground like as much as we did. Fun game tonight, Scott.
It was a lot of fun, and we'll be back tomorrow with you. It'll be 3A regional semifinal basketball coming your way from Solon tomorrow night on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, as Jeff Downing will join Eric Peterson with the call tomorrow night. Solon and Monticello, 16-5 against 16-5 coming up tomorrow. And then Thursday night, we've got more games for you coming up. 107.5 FM at 7:15. It'll be boys regular season basketball as we will be at Prairie. It'll be Jefferson at Prairie, the two southwest side rivals going at it. And then 106.3 FM at 7:15, the regular season finale, as it will be Hempstead and Liberty going at it. So that should be a good one as well. And then Friday night, we'll have girls basketball coming your way. Regional action right here on KGYM. Same thing on Saturday, and then the boys get into the tournaments coming up next week. So at least in 3A and 4A. And thanks for stepping in tonight. Appreciate
it. You bet. Thanks for having me, Scott.
All right. That's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Adam McDermott here at Xavier for all the help. Thanks to Marissa. Thanks to Ben. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. And thanks to our sports-minded sponsors that bring high school basketball here on 107.5 FM KGYM. For Brad Jones, Scott Unash saying so long. It was a good one tonight in overtime. Boys MVC basketball, the Linmar Lions 60, Cedar Rapids Xavier 58. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM. It's so long from the Ron Dillon Gymnasium.
A deal could be done.